弟兄姐妹平安，新年快乐。
Peace to your brothers and sisters and Happy New Year.
今天是2024年的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday of 2024.
我想你们会期望今天的讲道主题是新年新希望，是吗？
So probably you're going to expect the new year comes with a new hope, right?
的确我们在每个新年的开始，那么往往会对新的一年有一个新的期望和憧憬。
So, especially in the beginning of every year, we're going to have this hope and then this longing, and resolution.
但弟兄姐妹，我们今天处在这样一个世界局势的大环境之下，你是否还能在每个新年的里面来看见那个新的希望吗？
However, in our days, in this big environment, are you still able to see this hope in every new year?
2020年疫情爆发，我们希望2021年疫情能够结束，就没想到蔓延到全球。
So in 2020, the pandemic started, and in 2021, we wish that the pandemic will finish, will end. However, it spread it into the globe.
那2020年呢？我们希望世界能够更好，就没想到俄乌战争爆发了。
However, later on, the next year, we wish that the world is going to be better. However, the Ukraine and Russia war erupted.
那么我们希望2023年呢，战争能够结束，结果以哈战争爆发了。
And in 2023, we wish that the war of Ukraine can end. However, the Israel-Hamas war started.
而今年2024年，我们是那么2024年是否可以带给我们一个新的希望，还是另一次的大失望呢？
And in this 2024, is it going to bring us new hope or another big disappointment?
我们每年在新希望还有新失望当中的交替的往前走。
And every year we are struggling between this new hope and a new disappointment.
我们不禁要问，难道在这个世界上我们再也看不到新希望了吗？
And I wonder we may question, are we not going to be able to see this new hope in this world?
到底什么才是我们能够抓得住，永远不会让我们失望的那样一个永恒的盼望？
What is the eternal hope that we can grasp upon that is never going to let us down?
在圣经加太书中，使徒保罗将一个永恒的盼望的图像向我们揭示出来。
In the epistle of Galatians in the Bible, Apostle Paul illustrated for us this eternal hope.
当时保罗在写加太书的时候，神的教会正面临内外来自于内外的冲击。
When Paul was writing this epistle, the church of Galatia was facing challenges both from outside and inside.
特别是加太信徒在成圣之路上走上了歧途。
And especially the Galatian believers, they went astray on their path towards sanctification.
这和我们现今教会所面临的挑战是非常相似的。
This is actually very similar, to the challenges that we nowadays churches are facing.
所以保罗用一个很沉重的心情写了加太书。
So with a very heavy heart, Paul wrote down this epistle.
特别是加太书三章一到四节，将问题的核心指明出来，成为对我们基督徒的一个告诫。
Especially in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, Paul points out the core of this issue and to become a warning to us Christians.
所以让我们一起来读，再读一次这段经文。
So let's read these verses again together.
无知的加拉太人啊，基督是这样，已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，还是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此多都是徒然的吗？果真是徒然的吗？
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified.Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed, it was in vain.
这段经文呢，可以说是神对我们发出的一个警讯。
And this scripture, these verses are a warning from God.
将我们每个基督徒在属灵生命成长的道路上都可能掉进的那个陷阱指明出来。
And he points out to us the trap that every Christian can fall into.
这个陷阱呢，使我们的眼目离开了那个永恒的盼望。
And this trap actually deviates our eyes, let astray our eyes from this eternal hope.
以至于一年过一年，我们的属灵生命不止没有办法成长，而且呢，还会落入属肉体的一个痛苦跟挣扎之中。
Even to an extent that year after year, not only are we not able to experience our spiritual growth, but we are falling into this vain hope.
所以现在就让我们一起来探索这段经文。
So let's now explore these verses together.
那这段经文一开始呢，保罗就带着一个迫切的心来告诫加太的信徒说。
So from the beginning of the scripture, Paul with an earnest heart exhorted the Galatian Christians.
说无知的加太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
Paul said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified.
保罗毫无保留地来责备他们的无知，并不是因为他们没有知识的犯错。
Paul, without any hesitation, he rebuked their foolishness. It's not just like because they're ignorant.
相反的，正是因为他们明明是他们有知识，但却仍旧犯错。
On the contrary, even though they were possessed the knowledge, they still made their mistakes.
明明知道那条正确的成圣之道，但却仍然受了迷惑而走上了歧途。
Even though they know this path towards sanctification, they were still led astray.
那么又是谁迷惑了加太的信徒呢？
And who actually bewitched those Galatian believers?
那么从圣经里面看得出来，当时有犹太背景的基督徒想将律法的恶重新加在信徒的身上。
So from the Bible, we can see that those Jewish Christians, they wanted to put the yoke of laws onto the believers.
认为信主后呢，必须借着守律法，包括遵行某种的礼仪或者是操练，像行割礼，才能够成为圣洁。
So even after they have become Christians, they claim that they still have to observe some certain rituals like circumcision to walk on the path of sanctification.
因而偏离了福音真理中唯一永恒的盼望，而使他们失去了在基督里的自由。
So they have actually been led astray from the only eternal hope in the gospel, and that they have lost their freedom in Christianity.
那保罗认为加太的信徒应该已经知道的那个永恒的盼望是什么呢？
So what is the eternal hope that Paul thinks the Galatian believers actually should have known?
其实就是接下来的耶稣基督钉十字架。
It is actually the doctrine of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
不止如此，保罗认为他们不应该只是知道而已。
And not only this, Paul thinks that they should not only know this.
耶稣基督钉十字架应该已经活化在他们的眼前了。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified should have been publicly portrayed before them.
那活化这个词的英文呢，是 publicly portrayed.
So 活化In English, is publicly portrayed.
意思是说，在众人面前公开的描绘、刻画出来。
And which means that it is publicly demonstrated, illustrated before the public.
保罗所要强调的是，耶稣基督钉十字架不应该只是对你来说，不应该只是一些停留在你的头脑里的一些知识而已。
And Paul thinks that Jesus Christ and Him crucified is not just a head knowledge.
而应该是一幅那刻在你心里活生生的一幅图画。
It should be a picture engraved in your heart.
就像你被带回2000年前耶稣基督钉十字架的一个现场。
And almost like you're brought back into the scene when Jesus Christ was crucified 2000 years ago.
亲眼目睹耶稣为了拯救你，为你钉十字架的那样场景。
And you see with your own eyes when Jesus was crucified for your sin.
而且让这样的一幅图画呢，能够成为一幅好像你眼睛看得见的那样的一个意象。
And that this picture can be a vision that you can see with your own very eyes.
好像成为 一个能够带领你一生道路的那样一个指标。
And that this can be a banner, a standard that can lead your entire life, your whole life.
那么从耶稣基督钉十字架这幅活化在我们心里的这个图像，你看到了什么呢？
So this picture of Jesus Christ and him crucified, what can you see?
我们至少可以看到三个重要的意象。
And we can at least see three important visions.
第一个是耶稣基督的意象。
The first is Jesus Christ, the vision of Jesus Christ.
第二个是十字架的意象。
The second is the vision of the cross.
第三个是耶稣基督已经钉十字架的意象。
And the third is the vision that Jesus Christ has already been crucified.
那么这三个意象各代表什么呢？
And what do these three visions represent?
他们与你每天的生活有什么关系呢？
And what do they have to do with your daily lives?
我们要来一一的探讨。
So we're going to take a look one by one.
第一个，耶稣基督的意象。
So the first one, the vision of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是唯一的救主。
Jesus is the only Savior.
所有的救赎工作呢，都已经在基督里做成了。
All the salvation work has been accomplished in Him.
所以呢，那个稍微慢一点哈，这样。所以一切救赎的果效，包括称义和成圣，也都是在基督里才能实现。
So all the salvation work, including justification and sanctification, has been accomplished in Him.
因此呢，我们在走成圣的道路的时候，应该常常的住在基督里。
So when we are walking on the path towards sanctification, we have to remain constantly in Him.
才能够结出那样一个生命的果子来。
And only by that can we bear the fruit of life.
所以我们可以说，住在基督里是成圣道路的一个重要的一个秘诀。
So we can say that one of the most important secrets to pass towards sanctification is to remain in Christ.
所以我们必须要问自己，在我们基督徒的生活当中，我们是否常常住在基督里呢？
So we have to reflect on constantly. Are we constantly remain in Christ?
第二个意象是十字架的意象。
And the second vision is the vision of a cross.
十字架是唯一的拯救途径。
The cross is the only path of salvation.
因为耶稣呢，是透过十字架死而复活的救赎，救赎了我们。
Because Jesus, through the cross, did he die and he resurrected to save us.
而走在成圣的道路上，十字架也是唯一能够使我们向罪死、向神活的一个管道。
And only on the road of cross, can we have through Jesus Christ the only channel towards our salvation.
所以呢，死而复活也是成圣道路上的一个非常重要的秘诀。
So we die and we were born again is another important secret towards sanctification.
所以我们要问自己，那么我们在基督徒的生活当中，我们是否天天背起十字架来跟从主呢？
So we have to reflect, are we carrying our cross every day to follow Jesus?
那我们来看第三个意象，就是耶稣基督已经钉十字架的意象。
And so let's take a look at the third vision, which is the vision that Jesus Christ has already been crucified.
耶稣基督已经钉十字架是一个已经完成的事实。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified is something that's already accomplished.
那耶稣在十字架上断气之前，那么他宣告说成了的时候，就表示所有一切救赎的工作都已经做成了。
Before Jesus Christ breathed his last on the cross, he said, "It is finished." It means that all the salvation work has been finished.
所以呢，我们在得救和成圣的事情上面，我们不需要再做什么。事实上呢，我们也完全不能做什么。
So there is nothing else that we need to do and that we can do on justification and sanctification.
我们唯一能做的呢，是凭着信心接受耶稣所已经成就的一切救赎的果效。
And the only thing that we can do is by faith to accept everything that Jesus Christ has done in terms of salvation.
因此呢，因信成圣也是成圣之道里面的另外一个非常重要的秘诀。
So another important secret towards the path of sanctification is sanctification by faith.
那么我们必须要问自己，我们的属灵生命的成长上，信心是否占了一个 关键的角色呢？
So we have to reflect, we have to think, ask ourselves the question, is faith playing a critical role in our sanctification?
所以我们看到从耶稣基督钉十字架这样的一个图像里面所启示出来的三个意象。
So we can see the three visions of the portrayal of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
也就是因信成圣、死而复活、住在基督里，这三个正是我们基督徒在走生命成长之路最重要的三个秘诀。
So these three secrets is sanctification by faith, death and resurrection, and also remain in Christ. And these are the most important secrets on our spiritual growth.
我会在以后的讲道中呢来一一的探讨。
And in the future sermons, I'm going to cover them one by one.
而如果说我们完全忽略了这三个重要的秘诀，或者说这三个意象完全与我们基督徒的生活完全无关的话，
If we have completely neglected these three secrets, or if these three things are completely irrelevant to us,
那么我们很可能已经跟加拉太的信徒一样，在成圣的道路上走错了路。
So maybe we are very similar to the Galatian believers, and we have been led astray on our way to sanctification.
而离开了耶稣基督钉十字架的一个根基。
And have left the foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以接下来让我们来看接下来的经文加拉太书三章二到三节。
So let's continue to to take a look at Galatians 3:2-3.
让我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我只想问你们这一点，你们接受了圣灵是靠着行律法，还是因为信所听见的福音呢？你们是这样的无知吗？你们既然靠圣灵开始，现在还要靠肉体成全吗？这是新译本的翻译。
So this is the new Chinese translation, the Chinese new version. Oh, okay. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish?Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
那么当保罗在诊断加太的信徒到底在生命成长的道路上出了什么问题的时候，
So when Paul is coming into the diagnosis of what's going wrong with the Galatian believers,
他没有直问他们说，诶，你有没有好好读经啊？有没有常常祷告啊？有没有按时灵修啊？有没有固定聚会啊？
He didn't really ask them the questions. Have you read Bible constantly? Have you prayed regularly? Have you joined the fellowship, going to the church, or are you doing devotions daily?
这些都是我们标准的诊断，
so、
也是非常重要的属灵操练。
These are pretty typical diagnoses and also very common spiritual exercises.
但保罗却说，我只问你们这一件，而且只有一件。
However, what Paul said is that let me ask you only this, and only this one thing.
保罗一针见血地指出，在这些我们应当有的这些属灵操练之下，有一个更深层、更关键的问题。
So Paul sharply points out that underneath all these spiritual exercises, there is a foundational issue.
是一个根基对不对的问题，是一个源头对不对的问题。
This deeper issue is if the foundation is correct, if the source is correct.
如果这个问题没有解决的话，那么即使他们做了很多的努力，做了很多的操练，结果仍然是徒然的，甚至会带来反效果。
So if this underlying issue has not been resolved, even if they have done so many things, it's not going to solve the issue.
因为他们在成圣的道路上面走错了路。
And it probably is even going to make things better or worse because they have gone astray on the path towards sanctification.
那我们来看保罗问了什么问题呢？
So let's take a look. What is the question that Paul asked?
保罗先问，你们接受圣灵是靠着行律法，还是因为信所听见的福音呢？
So Paul asked, did you receive the Holy Spirit by faith, by receiving, which verse is that? So Paul asked, let me ask you this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
保罗在问什么呢？其实保罗是在问说，哎，你们信主的时候是因信称义还是因行律法称义呢？
So Paul is asking, when you were converted to be a believer, was it by faith or by works of law?
其实每个基督徒都知道这个问题的标准答案就是因信称义。
So every Christian, should know the standard answer, which is justification by faith.
但为什么保罗要问这个初信造就101课程里面那个这么基本的问题呢？
However, why Paul is asking this such a basic question from Christianity 101?
因为他要用这个明显的问题来指出加拉太人的无知。
Because from this very basic question, he wants to point out the foolishness of the Galatian believers.
也就是说，加拉太的信徒明明知道那一条正确的得救之门就是因信称义。
So, to point out that even the Galatian believers, they knew, the right path towards, sanctification, which is, justification, sanctification by faith.
但却在入门之后呢，却在成圣的道路上偏离了因信成圣的道路，而走上致命的歧途。
However, after they, enter the gate of justification, enter the gate of salvation, they were led astray, from the path towards sanctification.
所以保罗接下来强烈的质问说，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？
So Paul questioned them, are you so having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
很明显的，这里的入门一定是指入得救之门，而成全呢 ,perfect, 是指走成圣的道路。
So really apparently, here the beginning, is talking about the gate towardsSalvation and perfect is the path towards sanctification.
那么这句经文提到一个非常关键字，就是肉身。
So this verse has a very important keyword, which is flesh.
英文 flesh, 英文是 flesh. 那么圣经新译本翻译成肉体。
So flesh here in the Chinese New Version, it is translated as 肉体.
那么谢谢哈。那 flesh 这个字呢，圣经原文的确有肉身和肉体这两种不同的翻译的解释。
So flesh in English, or in the original text, in the original Greek, it has, both, the meaning of physical body, or, another meaning is body in contrast to the spirit.
而这两种不同的翻译呢，所带出对这句经文的解读呢，却是天壤之别。
These two different translations will bring about a completely different interpretation of the verses.
怎么说呢？
How to put it?
我们来看，肉身是指人的身体，就是我们的血肉之躯。
So flesh, one meaning is talking about the physical body, which is the blood and muscles in our physical body.
如果用肉身这个翻译，那么这段经文就会被解读为。
So if we use the translation of the physical body and the interpretation of the scripture can be in this way.
就会被解读为，你们既然靠着圣灵无限的大能进入了得救之门，而如今却靠肉身有限的能力来走成圣的道路吗？
So it can be interpreted as, you have entered the gate of salvation through the boundless power of the Holy Spirit. And now you are using your, limited power of your physical body to walk on the path of sanctification.
所以这里显出倚靠圣灵跟倚靠肉身的不同，就是在于能力上的不同。
So here the difference between flesh and spirit is, in terms of a capacity, the difference of a capacity.
所以在这样的解读之下，我们对成圣的观念就会变成什么呢？就会变成尽我们自己所能够做的去做。那其余不足的呢，请圣灵帮助。
And so if this is the translation of the flesh, then our interpretation, of the difference between the spirit and then the body will be that, we'll do whatever we can do with our physical body, and the remaining we're going to leave it to the Holy Spirit and let Him do it.
那弟兄姐妹，这是不是你对这段经文的理解呢？
And brothers and sisters, is this the interpretation of is this your interpretation of the scripture?
事实上呢 ，flesh 这个字在这里翻成肉体是比较正确的。
So here, flesh, when it's translated into a physical body, in contrast to the spirit, it's actually more accurate.
为什么呢?
Why do I say so?
因为肉体是指人在堕落之后，我们每一个人所具有一个带有罪性的一个堕落的生命。
Because flesh is actually, after the fall, our sinful nature, we dwell in this physical body.
如果用肉体这个翻译呢，那么这段经文就会被解读为。
So when flesh is translated in this way, the interpretation of the scripture can be like this.
解读为你们既然靠肉靠圣灵这个神圣洁的生命入了得救之门。
It can be interpreted as you have entered the gate of salvation through the holiness of the through the Holy Spirit.
而如今还靠着肉体这个带着罪性的堕落生命来走。成圣之路吗?
And how come you can, you keep walking on the path of sanctification, in the sinful flesh of yours?
所以这里所显出要倚靠圣灵，不要倚靠肉体的理由呢，就不是只是在于能力上的差别，而是圣洁和罪恶之间的差别。
So the difference between relying on Holy Spirit and according to the flesh is no longer the capacity difference issue, but holiness versus sinfulness.
圣经告诉我们，我们人的肉体生命是全然败坏的，没有任何的良善。
And the Bible has told us that our physical body, our body is completely depraved, and there is nothing good in it.
神学上被称为 total depravity.
And a theological term is total depravity.
就像罗马书七章十八节所说的。
So just like Romans 7:18.
我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
而且这个肉体的生命呢，不但没有行善的能力。而且呢，就像罗马书七章二十一节所说的。
So this fleshly body not only does it have no capability of doing good, but also according to Romans chapter 7 verse 21.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，就有恶与我同在。
So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand.
弟兄姐妹，我相信你一定有这样的经验。
And so, brothers and sisters, I believe that you must have this experience.
就是当我们在做好事，在帮助别人的时候，我们心里常会掺杂的一种自我为中心的动机。
So when we're helping others, when we're doing good things, our motive is actually our hearts is actually mixed with secret motivation.
想要让别人看见我们的善行，来以此得到别人的赞赏。
That we want others to see our good deeds and to get the praises from them.
或是说我们在替别人抗争打抱不平的时候
So we're upholding the justice and fighting for other people.
其实我们心里呢是带着一种自我为意觉得自己比别人好的一个心态。
Probably we have the motivation that we are of self-righteousness and thinking that we are better than other people.
那这些自我为中心的动机呢在神的眼里仍然是罪仍然是亏缺了神的荣耀。
The self-righteousness, the self-centeredness is still sin in God's eyes, and we still fall short of the glory of God.
这就是为什么以赛亚书64章第六节说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像毁的衣服。
That is why in Isaiah 64, chapter 64, verse 6, it is that we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment.
事实上在圣经里面有多处的经文将圣灵跟肉体这两个放在一个对立的位置。
And actually there are many scriptures in the Bible that put the spirit and also the flesh on opposite positions.
因为他们带出的这个生命的果子是截然不同的。
Because the fruit that they brings about, that they bring about are completely different.
例如加拉太书五章十七节说到
For example, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17.
因为肉体的私欲和圣灵敌对，圣灵也和肉体敌对，这样，这两样互相敌对，使你们不能做自己愿意做的。
For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
而加太书六章八节也提到。
And in Galatians 6, verse 8 also mentions,
顺着肉自己肉体撒种的必定从肉体收取败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的呢必定从圣灵收取永生。
For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
另外一节罗马书八章十三节也强调。
And another verse, Romans chapter 8 verse 13 also emphasized.
如果借着肉体而活，你们必定死。如果借着圣灵致死身体的恶行，你们就必活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of a body, you will live.
我们发现随从圣灵跟随从肉体，这是两条完全不相容，甚至是背道而驰的一个生命的道路。
So we can see that the two paths of one living by the Spirit, one living according to the flesh, these are two completely different paths and sometimes even an actually opposite path.
而这两条生命的道路呢，正是神将生命树和分别善恶树这两棵树放在人类的始祖亚当面夏娃面前要他们做出的选择。
And this is also the same choice when God put the two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil between Adam and Eve and having them to make the choice.
而这也是我们每一个人所要做出的生命的抉择。
And this is also the life choice that every one of us has to make.
而这个生命的抉择呢，不只是在我们决志信主的时候，我们决定一生跟随主的这样一个决定。
And this life's choice is not only the choice that we make when we were converted.
这个抉择呢，也是在每一年或者是每一天开始的时候。
This choice is also made in the beginning of every year, in the beginning of every day.
我们是否愿意让神成为生命的中心，还是我们仍然想要让自己自我成为生命的中心？之中的选择。
The choice between are we willing to have God as our center or are we going to hold ourselves as a center?
这个抉择呢，正是在每一天临到我们的大小事上，包括尤其是我们所面临的困境里面。
And this choice also is made in every day when we're facing troubles, problems big and small, and especially when we're facing challenges.
我们是要以讨神喜悦的心态来回应，还是要以讨自己喜悦的心态来反应，这两者之间的抉择。
Are we going to choose to respond according to the will of God to please Him, or are we going to choose to please ourselves?
其实基督徒信仰的关键核心就是在于这样的一个生命的抉择上。
And actually the core of Christian belief is the choice making.
那么接下来一个重要的问题就是，既然倚靠圣灵入门了，那么如何才能不倚靠肉体来成全呢？
So now the next question is, since we have entered the gate of salvation through the Holy Spirit, how can we not rely on ourselves to get sanctified?
保罗暗示在加太书二章中的入门的途径跟第三章的成圣的途径是相同的。
So Paul has implied that the gate to the path to justification in chapter 2 of the epistle of Galatians is actually the same as the sanctification path in Galatians chapter 3.
所以我们可以把第二节跟第三节这两节做一个对比而得到一个重要的结论。
So we can actually have a contrast between verse 2 and verse 3.
就是如果我们想要靠自己来行律法的话，就会落入倚靠肉体的一个陷阱。
So when we are trying to accomplish to fulfill the works of the law using through our own flesh, we're falling into the trap of legalism.
唯有借着信才能够倚靠圣灵而成圣。
Only through faith can we be justified and sanctified.
也就是说，整个基督信仰的一个整个基督信仰都是以信为本。我们不只是因信称义，而且还是因信成圣。
So the entire Christian faith is based on Christian belief is based on faith. Not only were we justified by faith, we were also sanctified by faith.
正如保罗在罗马书一章十七节所强调的，这信是本于信，以至于信 ，from faith to faith.
So as Paul emphasized in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, this is from faith from faith to faith.
这就是为什么信心在整个基督信仰当中扮演了非常关键的角色。
That is why faith has played such an important role, in the Christian faith.
所以保罗在加太书三章接下来的经文当中就开始强调信心的重要性。
And so that's why, in Galatians 3, the following verses, Paul, is emphasizing the importance of faith.
在加太书三章九节那里说到，可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕是一同得福的。
So in Galatians chapter 3 verse 9, Paul says, So then, those who are of faith are blessed, along with Abraham, the man of faith.
在加太书三章十一节说到，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，一人必因信得生。
Galatians 3:11, Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith.
因此呢，我们每个基督徒的生活应该都是以信为本，而我们不只是因信得生，而且还要因信活着。
So our Christian life is, should be based on faith, that we are, not only saved by faith, but also sanctified by, but also live by faith.
在这里呢，我想要强调的一点是
，Here what I want to emphasize is，
我们基督徒在谈到信心的时候呢，往往是指在我们的需要和困难上面来用信心来依靠主。
So when we are Christians, when we talk about faith, it's mostly referring to, many a time it's referring to when we're in need, we rely on God, we have faith that He's going to accomplish this.
例如生病的时候，我们要依靠主来得医治。失业的时候呢，我们要依靠主来找工作。
For example, when we're sick, we rely on God, that He's going to heal us. When we're laid off, we, rely on God that He
is
job searching.
这些都是很好的信心操练。
These are actually pretty good, faith practices.
包括我们现在在团契里面查的马可福音，也是比较强调，着重于因信病得医治。
And it's even the Gospel of Mark that we are studying in the fellowships, we also emphasize that because of faith, we are healed through faith.
但是保罗在这里所强调的信心
，However, the faith that Paul emphasizes here，
却是指我们在成圣的道路上如何借着相信我们已经脱去在亚当里的旧人。
Is how can we put off？The old self in Adam, in our way, in our path to sanctification.
并且已经穿上在基督里的新人。
And to put on the new self in Christ.
以至于我们可以摆脱属肉体的旧性情。
That we can get rid of our old temperament, in flesh.
包括那些易怒的脾气啦，或偏执的性格啦，或说我们自为中心的天性。
Like irritability, easy to anger, or stubbornness, or self-centeredness.
而活出属基督的一个新性情，有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And to live out a new temperament in Christ, like with truth, with kindness, and with goodness.
这是我们很少去强调的，这就是为什么我们很容易以其他的途径来代替那个以信为本的成圣之道。
This is something that we don't, often talk about. That is why we often use other paths to replace the path to sanctification.
所以呢，如果我们基督徒离开了以信为本的成圣途径的话，
So if we depart from, sanctification by faith,
那么我们的祷告灵修可能会沦为一种修身养性，把神的话语当成了人生哲理或是心灵鸡汤。
So, our prayers, our devotion probably is going to be reduced to self-improvement. And then God's word will be reduced to chicken soup for the soul.
那我们的属灵操练呢，可能会沦为一种刻苦修行，来想要靠自己来改变那克制脾气，或者是要改变性格。
And our spiritual practice is probably is going to be like, asceticism and to, control our temper to, realize this sanctification.
而我们的门徒训练那读经的话可能会沦为一种严守律法、想要靠行为来成圣来达到律法的要求。
And discipleship and Bible reading probably is going to be reduced to, legalism that we try to, use our own efforts to achieve our goals.
那么我们的聚会服事也可能沦为一种 自我实现，只是为了肯定自己，来提升自我的形象。
And our fellowship and then ministry is going to be reduced to self-realization, that we try to, through these routes, to improve our self-image.
虽然这些属灵操练都是每个基督徒应当追求的。
And even these spiritual practices, exercises are things that we actually, every Christian should pursue.
但如果不是建立在因信称义、死而复活、住在基督里这三个成圣之道的根基上。
However, if it's not on the foundation of justification by faith and death and born resurrection and also sanctification by faith,
那么我们这些属灵追求的能力根源恐怕就不是依靠圣灵，而是依靠肉体了。
And maybe the source of our spiritual growth is not from the Holy Spirit, but from our flesh.
事实上呢，凡是依靠肉体的，都无法脱离自我中心的动机。
And actually, if we rely on our spirit, on our flesh, we cannot get away from self-centeredness motivation.
我们努力的操练和服侍，但心中却隐藏着想要比人家更属灵、更爱主的那样一个念头。
And we work really hard to grow spiritually, but our motivation, our motive in our heart, probably is just to appear better and more spiritual, than other people.
我们努力的读经、祷告，但内心却会浮现出一种想要为自己累积更多属灵资产的那样一个动机。
And we read Bible, and we try to pray more, but this is to just accumulate more spiritual wealth than other people.
所以当我们的属灵知识渐渐增加，我们的服事经验越来越丰富的时候，
so when we are knowledge of when our spiritual knowledge increases and our experience in ministry increases,
所以我们的结果呢，我们的属灵，我们里面的属灵的骄傲也随之增长，而我们的里面的肉体也跟着膨胀起来。
And our spiritual pride is going to swell, and our self is going to be puffed up.
这就是为什么我们常常信主多年，而生命仍然是属肉体的。
That is why after many years of conversion, our life is still fleshly.
不止灵命成长，那个停滞不前，而且属灵的性格也没有办法来成型在我们的生命当中。
Not only we are stagnant in our spiritual growth, and there is no good spiritual character in ourselves.
我们看到许多基督徒在家庭关系或者是在职场关系中仍然有许多的冲突跟挣扎。
And we can see that in the family relationships and also in the workplace, we Christians still have a lot of struggles.
因为无法摆脱旧生命的性情。
And because we're not able to get rid of our old temperament.
而许多教会中呢，发生的纷争跟不和，往往是出于该教会的领袖之间彼此的争竞和嫉妒。
And the conflicts among the in the church within the churches is actually rising out of the conflicts and struggles among the leaders of the church.
但为什么我们这些教会做带领的人，理应是教会中最追求最成熟的人。
However, as leaders of a church, we should have been the most mature people in the church.
但却仍然有许多自为中心的肉体表现呢。
And we still have all these fleshly behavior self-centered.
很有可能是在我们成圣的路上走错了路。
And maybe we have gone astray in our sanctification path.
这就是为什么保罗说，你们是这样的无知吗？
And that is why Paul said, are you so foolish?
最后接下来让我们看加拉太书三章四节的经文，让我们一起来读。
Next, let's read together Galatians 3:4.
你们受了这么多的苦，都是白受的吗？恐怕真是白受的。
Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed it is in vain.
保罗在这里为什么忽然间提到受苦的问题呢？
And Paul, why all of a sudden, he mentioned the suffering issue.
而这里的受苦是因什么而受苦呢？
Why the Galatians were suffering here?
大部分的解经书都认为这里的受苦是因为加太信徒在信主的时候受了犹太人的逼迫， 而为信仰而受苦。
And most of the commentaries actually claim that the Galatians suffered because when they were converted, when they became Christian, they were persecuted by the Jewish and other people.
Yeah, 这是最常见的解释。
And this is actually the most common explanation.
但弟兄姐妹，如果我们仔细来看这句经文的上下文的话，我们就会发现保罗在这里可能有更深层的意思。
However, brothers and sisters, if we take a closer look at the context, we probably will see that Paul has a deeper meaning here.
首先，如果我们从近的上下文来看的话，这句经文是紧接的上面一句，你们是这样的无知吗？
If we take a look at the immediate context, we can see that the verse right in front of us is, are you so foolish?
所以很明显的，迦太信徒的受苦，他们所受的苦是和他们的无知有关。
So, it's very apparent that the Galatians, the reason why they suffer is related to, they were being foolish.
也就是他们走上了既靠圣灵入门，还想要靠肉体成全这样的一个企图。
Because they have started on the path that they began with the Holy Spirit, but still wanted to be perfected by the flesh.
同样的，保罗在这句经文的下文，加特书三章五节中呢，他再一次的质问他们走错路的无知。
And in chapter three, verse five, in the immediate verse following this, he pointed out their foolishness again.
如果我们从远的上下文来看的话，加太书一章来提到加拉太教会很快的走回这个犹太人的守律法的老路。
So if, taking a look at a more remote, context, we see in chapter 1 of Galatians that the Galatian believers, they went back to their old path of legalism.
在以信为本的福音上，那走出那妥协了。
And they are compromised on the doctrine of justification, on the foundation of faith.
所以保罗在下文，在加太书五章一节严正的来告诫加太的信徒说。
So in the context of in chapter 5 verse 1, Paul very severely warned the Galatian believers.
基督耶稣释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以我们要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶挟持了。
For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery.
你知道吗？事实上，保罗也曾经在靠肉体成圣的这个陷阱上面受了同样的苦。
And do you know that actually Paul has also suffered in the trap of sanctification according to flesh?
保罗在罗马书第七章里面，他将他心里的一个征战的一个宝贵的经历来记录下来。
And in chapter 7 of the book of Romans, the epistle of Romans, Paul recorded his struggle of sanctification.
那保罗在罗马书第七章十八节到十九节说，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
So Paul in Romans 7:18-19 he described For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep doing.
接着在罗马书第七章二十三节又说到，但我觉得肢体中有另外一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So he said in 7, verse 23, saying that there is another, law in my heart, and So I find it to be a law when I wanted to do right, evil lies close at hand.
最后呢，保罗在罗马书第七章二十四节的时候，发出了一个绝望的痛苦哀嚎。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？
And Paul cries this cry of desperation in 7:24 of the epistle of Romans. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
弟兄姐妹，你的灵命成长是否停滞不前呢？
And brothers and sisters, do you feel stagnant in your spiritual growth?
你是否仍然带着许多属肉体的性情而无法活出新人呢？
Do you still have a lot of temperament according to the flesh and are unable to live out this new life?
在你的生活当中，是否仍然有许多的软弱，甚至于常陷在罪中呢？
Do you still have a lot of weaknesses in yourself and are trapped in your sins?
你和你的家人、同事和弟兄姐妹关系当中，是否仍然是挣扎的多，得胜的少呢？
And do you still have more struggles than victory in your relationships with your family members, with your colleagues, with your friends?
你在成圣的道路上是否走错了路，偏离了以信为本的唯一正途呢？
Have you gone astray on your road, on your path towards sanctification and deviated from the only path of faith?
你是否正经历加拉太信徒所受的苦呢？
And are you also suffering the suffering of the Church of Galatians?
我自己呢，在成圣的道路上也走错了路，受了许多的苦。
And I myself have gone astray on the path towards sanctification and have suffered a lot.
其实呢，我们每个基督徒在刚信主的时候，因为对真理不清楚，而且那属灵生命还未成熟，难免都会走一段有一段路是属肉体的。
And for every Christian, because we were when we started to believe, we were on. Clear about the spiritual truth, and we probably will just walk astray for a couple of years.
这就像当初以色列人出埃及那个为奴之地，要进入迦南的这个应许之地之前。
It is just like when the Israelites were led out of the land of slavery out of Egypt and going into Canaan, the land of promise.
他们必定有一段旷野的路必须要走。
And they are going to walk in the wilderness for a while.
事实上呢，以色列人只花了两年的时间就走到迦南地的边缘。
And actually, the Israelites, it only took them 2 years to come to the border of the land of Canaan.
但他们却因为不信的缘故，以至于在旷野上多走了38年。
But because of their disbelief, they wandered 38 more years in the wilderness.
这就是我自己生命的写照。
And this is actually what happened to me.
我是21岁信主的。
I was converted in the, at the age of 21.
我相信照神的心意，我应该在走了两年属肉体的旷野之路之后。
And actually, I believe according to the will of God, only after two years after I was converted,
就能够进入神所应许的那个丰盛生命的美地。
I would be able to exit the wilderness road and entering into the promised land by God.
然后因为我自己不信的缘故，而在旷野里面多漂流了38年。
But because of my disbelief, I wandered around about in the wilderness for an extra 38 years.
在这么多年之间呢，我认真的奉行属灵的操练，努力的追求属灵的成长，想要成为一个好基督徒。
And over these so many years, I tried to work really hard to grow spiritually.
我想这些都是讨神喜悦的。
And I think all of these are pleasing to God.
然后当我想要靠自己的努力来遵守神的律法和诫命的时候，
However, when I tried to rely on my own efforts to obey the law and commandments of God,
我肉体里面的罪性也同时的在里面发动起来。
The sinfulness of my flesh also started to work.
所以当我的圣经的知识渐渐增加，我服事的经验渐渐丰富的时候，
So when the biblical knowledge increased and my experience in ministry and service increased,
我里面的属灵的骄傲和争竞的心也同时的膨胀起来。
And my pride and jealousy also swelled.
所以我很快的察觉到，当某位弟兄姐妹他们有很好的恩赐跟服事的时候，我发现我很难为他感谢主。
So quickly I realized when I see a brother or sister have were gifted and have a lot of good service in the Lord, it's really hard for me to thank God for them.
甚至心里会产生很强的嫉妒心。
And sometimes jealousy would arise in my heart.
而我在服事上，我非常在意别人的肯定。
And in my service, I pay a lot of attention to other people's acknowledgments.
有一次我在台上服侍完之后，
So one time after I served on the stage,
我强烈感受到我里面的自我，那种想要得别人称赞的那种强烈欲望。
And I can feel the strong desire of myself in my heart, to be acknowledged, to be praised by other people.
这使我非常的痛苦。
And this actually brings me a lot of pain.
所以第二天早上呢，我躺在床上起不来。
And so that's why, the next morning, I wasn't able to get up from bed.
我极度沮丧的用拳头来捶打我自己。
And great depression, I beat my chest.
为什么我努力的操练了二三十年，而我里面的肉体却仍然是如此的大呢？
Why after 20-30 years of practice, of spiritual practice, myself is so strong in me.
我清楚感受到立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我的那种无奈。
And I can feel that for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
于是我内心发出了那种保罗他绝望的这个哀嚎，我真是苦啊。谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And I echo Paul's desperate cry, a wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
因为我不知道那条以信为本的成圣之路。
Because I wasn't aware of the path towards sanctification through faith.
以至于我在属灵的旷野上多走了38年，内心受了不少的苦。
That's why I walked on this wilderness for spiritual wilderness for an extra 38 years and have suffered so much.
直到现在我61岁了，从21岁到61岁正好40年。
So now I'm 61 years old. From 21 to 61 is exactly 40 years.
我才渐渐知道圣经所启示的那个因信成圣死而复活住在基督里的那个成圣之道。
And a little by little, I started to realize the path towards sanctification, justification, sanctification by faith, death and resurrection, and remain in Christ.
我才略微感受到那个脱离律法的恶，不再做罪的奴仆，在基督里得自由的那种释放跟喜乐。
And slowly, can I enjoy the and can I feel the freedom and joy of breaking free from the yoke of slavery of sin and to enjoy the freedom in Christ?
所以呢，我希望在今年和明年几次的讲道机会当中呢，和大家一同来分享成圣之路这个一个系列的讲道主题。
And that's why in the series of sermons on sanctification on the path towards sanctification this year and next year, I'm willing to share with you my experience.
希望盼望能够帮助弟兄姐妹来少走一些冤枉路。
And pray that my experience can help you go stray less in your life.
让我们在这条属灵生命成长的道路上彼此激励共勉。
That we can encourage each other on this way towards sanctification, on spiritual growth.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，在这个2024年新年的开始。
Dear Heavenly Father, in the beginning of 2024.
求你将那样一个永恒盼望的意象，就是耶稣基督钉十字架，能够活化在我们的眼前。
And pray that you're going to really give us a picture of Jesus Christ and Him crucified before our eyes.
让这样一个耶稣基督钉十字架的图像能够成为一个我们眼睛好像能够看得见的意象。
That this picture of Jesus Christ and Him crucified can be a vision that we can actually see with our own eyes.
成为一个我能够带领我们一生道路的一个指标。
That it can be a standard, a banner that can lead us throughout our lives.
是我们不会在成圣之路上走错了路。
That we are not going to go astray on the path towards sanctification.
能够快快的进入主啊，你那所应许的那样一个丰盛荣美之地。
That we can quickly enter to the promised land that is flowing with milk and honey.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And in Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.